Yo, man, we back at it again. You already know what it is.
I promise, man.
I promise we didn't coordinate this. This was right on screen. We're like, oh shit, we both wearing orange.
We got on the oranges, man.
Yeah, man. You know, had to get that little pop of color for this national early signing day, man. Yes, hey, sir. Man, a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. Let's get into it, man. You already know. Here's the intro.
Welcome to the You Heard Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Fan.
Yeah, my guy's not drinking today because he's a little under the weather.
Hey, man, you know.
So we gonna toast it up.
Bomb. Yeah, toast it
got
up, man.
Water. I got my little thing, and you know.
Water is the key to life, man. You know what I mean? Like, can't always be drinking. But trust me, I'm toasting it up with you. Fam, look, before we get into this crazy, crazy-ass recruiting class.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Like, yes. We're not going to be negative. We're going to have a conversation later on. We're going to keep it 100 with you as we always do. This is still, and I'm going to ask you this question again, Joe. This is still the craziest experience in the offseason that I can remember, fam. From 5-7 to number 3 or 4, depending on the recruiting ranking that you follow, it's wild. Wild. You got any kind of idea?
I'm not getting gas, man. I'm still not doing it. I'm not getting gas, man. I love who's coming. You know what I mean? I like the mix of the class. You know, I like I like the dog mentality I see coming. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know what you're going to be once you get on Green Tree, man. I don't know. I got to see it.
This is purely based. I'm not that guy that like, oh, we win the 10, 12 games next year.
Right.
ACC championship. But this is all freshman class. Like, we got a couple transfer coming in. And all that, I'm not that guy telling you that no, and then I'm gonna be disappointed at some shit I told myself, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But just off the stars, right? The stars, even though shout out to Jaden Wayne, stars don't matter no more.
Facts.
That was high school. Facts. This is college. The work is different.
Everybody the man just, in high school.
Exactly. You was cool in high school. This is different now.
Yeah.
Just the fact that from the consensus, right? From the people who are the analysts, the people who are supposed to know, to do this off of 5-7 season.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, to have the conversation with you, to flip a Damari Brown, to get a Francisco Maigoa to come here, to get a Francis Maigoa to come here off of really no track record, right? Because, like I always say, people listening and watching, like, these kids don't know our history. They got a YouTube, but they ain't seen it.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't seen us be good. And they come in here is just a huge credit to Mario and the staff, man. And I really have no complaints, even right now with the money situation. You know what I mean? Like, that sucked the air out of the room. And everybody's like, no. I was like, fam, like, we still number 3. Like, even without, you know what I'm saying? That, like, you're not going to get everybody. There's going to be flips. This is big boy hunting. This is going to be different.
Facts. Yeah, I don't have a... I don't have a problem, man. You know what I mean? I wish that situation, the money situation, was different. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. So wild and out about it doesn't make sense, you know, right now. Not right now, you know. But, you know, with him excluded, son, I'm good. I'm good money. You know what I mean?
Son, the Damari pickup was huge.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, just seeing, like, Samson. Like,
I was good. Full disclosure, I was good after Samson picked the U. I was good. After he
me too.
Committed, I was good money. I was like, hey, we good.
And that, son, we talking on this, we didn't even mention Mark Fletcher. You know what I'm saying? Like Mark Fletcher pickup, Damari pickup were just the bonus. I was good after Samson. Yeah. I was like, yo, this is a hell of a build. You got a number one and number three offensive tackle. Next year would be dope. Now it's just, I'm not, so I'm gonna be mad at like more icing on the cake.
Yeah,
situation doesn't happen. Yeah. Listen, man, like, we're going to address that with, like, the reaction of it in a second, right? Like, later on in the show. Yes. But I will never, ever be that guy to get mad for these young men making the biggest decision of their life for a year. Because with NIL, everything's different. You see the Travis Hunters, and I'm saying after a year, you could just leave. So getting mad about it really doesn't make sense, because that's an old school way of thinking, right? Like, these aren't the next 3 to 4 years. Well, NIL, it's a one and done for all these kids, and they could go to another school. So bashing them right after and letting that bring down the high of the biggest recruiting class you've ever seen doesn't make sense. Like, that just shows how battered and how hurt we are as a fan base that we latched on to the negative so quickly.
Yeah,
and it's just rumors and innuendo, right? Like, we really don't know what's going to happen if he flips to another school. Salute to him, man. Wish you all the best.
Yeah,
that we have no right, we have no entitlement, we have no ownership of what you think you should do. That's all on you and your family, man. We don't factor into any of that shit.
Facts.
But man, like, this, I keep jaded. I names keep hitting me: Jaden Wayne, Marcellus Pulliam, Reuben Bain. Like, these are names that we can never say before. Facts. To this level of talent and this level of production in high school.
Yep. My guy Popo, you know what I mean?
See what I'm saying?
Man, about to be, yeah, man. Yeah, I feel you, man. It's just we was talking about this earlier. You know, we realize that, you know, all fan bases do the same thing, right? You got knuckleheads in every fan base. But if you haven't noticed, we're a Miami podcast, you know what I mean? So we're just worried about what's going on over here.
Yep.
And, you know, just – and really, someone said that it doesn't make sense to even talk about it because people are going to do their own thing. And I kind of thought about that, and you're right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just want to – I want people to be careful with that, because this could leak out into a serious situation in person. You know what I mean? Like, the things you say on Twitter, how you disrespecting people's parents and, you know, disrespecting kids could come back on you, because we all outside. You know what I mean? Everybody's outside. Everybody knows your location. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I put my location up all the time. When I'm at, when I'm in Miami, when I'm at a game, you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what tailgate I'm at and everything. So I'm sure, you know, people will know what tailgate you at. If you're talking about somebody's mother, talking about somebody's wife, talking about somebody, you know what I mean, somebody's sister, somebody might see you. You know what I mean? So that's all we talking about, man. Like,
yeah, man.
Why get disrespectful, you know, to somebody who has nothing to do with you personally? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never understood it. Like, the decisions of these young men have nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with how you live your life, son. And if it does, you need to make some changes. You know what I mean? If this is affecting you that much, you need to make some changes, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Like, fam, like, to be so ungrateful, right? And so angry and so bitter that you can't realize what Mario just pulled off with this class.
Yeah.
And that's all you could latch onto, and that's all your tweets. Fam, you need to talk to somebody.
Yeah. It's something, like, something serious, seriously going on with you. You know what I mean? So
Man, like, something like Samson Okunlola is gonna be here in January. Francis Maigoa, Tommy Kinsler, Peyton Kirkland, right?
Nah, Peyton Kirkland. He's going to Texas.
That's right. PK went going to Texas. Antonio Tripp. Shout out to Antonio Tripp, man. These core group of young men that stayed throughout all that shit, throughout the 5-7, throughout the fan base bashing itself, through all that, they stay strong and never wavered. Shows, like, out of anything, like, shows true character and personality from these young men that I don't think other classes could have handled, man. Because this, what, like, we saw the tweets, man. We saw Twitter, we saw the Facebook posts, Instagram posts. Like, it was negative out here, right? And all these kids saw that, and so, like, nah, man, we gonna be the change. So yeah. I'm applauding yeah. every single one of these kids, every single one of these young men that stuck with it and just never wavered. And that's a true testament to what Mario tells these kids, because you said it right. Like, he keeps it 100 with them, but the trust that those kids have to have with him has to be different, because all these kids could have gone to any other top 5, top 10 school. Like, sure. It's not like we getting kids against Appalachian State or, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that. This is uh-huh. different. Uh-huh. So it's crazy, man. What you got?
So let's get into it. So yeah, we it wasn't no rant. You know what I mean? We was feeling a little way earlier, but you know, we both grown, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we not gonna let it get crazy, you know.
No, not at all.
And you know where we at, you know, if you want to comment or you know, see us at any point, we outside.
Yeah, we out here to be seen, man. We ain't scared.
We outside.
We outside, you know, man. Like, you see our faces, you know what it is.
Yeah. Let's get into this class, man. Let's go.
Hey, listen, before let's change the energy in the room, baby. Let's change the energy in the room.
Shit is so hard, man.
Yo, son, I've watched that video 15 times.
That shit is hard. And I didn't see it, man, because I've been out all day, man. And my God told me to watch that, man. Yo, that shit is so hard.
Look, give y'all behind the scenes real quick. We had a whole segment ready to go off on this whole Twitter shit. Yeah, we saw that video, changes the whole energy. I was like, you know what? We're not doing no negativity today. We're not giving y'all no space, no energy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all Twitter thing. We're going to be over here just playing that video. Wow, look, man, that is the hardest. That number one before this was that Friday, John.
That was hard.
But this one right here, the energy. Look, man, I lived in Hawaii for 5 years. I was stationed out there.
Did you? Word?
Yeah, Samoan people as a culture are the most welcoming and terrifying people you'll ever see in your life for two reasons. I tell this to everybody. I am a 13-year-old boy in a Samoan family. Those men are bigger than, like, I remember there was a huge fight Pro Bowl weekend, right? There was a Samoan cat. Luckily enough, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little darker skin, so I could pass off as they're not quite sure what I am.
Right.
And I walked by this dude about 3 steps. I'm still in front of him. Son, this dude was as big as a door, full solid muscle, abs, the biggest human being I've ever seen in person. Probably about 6'8", 6'9". He was probably like 22 years old. That's just who, but I work with them. The nicest people, most welcoming.
Facts.
I'm saying, like, just respectful, kind, genuine.
All that.
All that, man. Family oriented, God fearing. Great people, man, to have these caliber of kids. And now their parents, like, when Francis was coming here, I was like, oh, Francis was coming too. They're so family oriented. Like, you think about, like, they're to have both parents be able to fly to one city and not have to split to go to Francisco game and Francis game.
Yeah,
I was never worried about Francisco not coming here. I was like, nah, mom and pop are gonna talk to you and be like, hey, brother, you gotta be over there. Like, that's just what it is. Have these two kids, like, already got a leader in the locker room in Francisco, right? Yeah. Two years of college experience. We need that. Already bigger than anything we have on the roster. You know what I mean? He's gotta lead these young Canes, these young linebacking Canes. Him and Nigel Leak, you know what I'm saying? Him and Wesley, him and Marcellius, I think Malik Bryant gonna get too big and end up being on the end, but that's another conversation for another day.
Okay, yeah, son, we gotta chop that up. We gotta break this. Yeah.
Woo! That video got me so hyped. I didn't even need a drink. Woo!
All right, so listen, from Gio, yeah, right?
It's popping.
After speaking to multiple sources tonight, I'm told the expectation is that Kamani McLean will sign with the University of Miami tomorrow.
Woo-hoo. Breaking news.
Expectation, but yeah, you know how we do. You know. All right, so talking about recruiting.
Yeah.
We just have Francis and Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll put and a question got, up.
Okay. About okay. What you got?
Francis playing inside, moving inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Now question, mm-hmm. as a freshman or overall? Like throughout his,
I think overall, to me,
okay,
I think inside would be his best move. To me, you know what I mean? Because, just to me, he's just the body type is just guard to me. You know what I mean?
6'5" and a half, 330 pounds.
Yeah, but he's not. You know, the tackles are mm-hmm. like Samson, you know what I mean? Yep. Long basketball yep. type, you know what I mean? Yep. Tackle, long
Brian,
arm.
Brian McKinney type, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have that, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I know he's strong now. A year in this damn weight room, boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
He gets there in January, from January to August.
Yep,
different. It's going to be a wrap, son. He's going to be picking people up and moving them. You know what I mean? So I think that transit, and I'm sure he's going to be cross-trained. You know what I mean? He's going to play guard because everybody's really cross-trained on the line unless you're just a guard, center, or whatever. But thanks. I think he'll be moved inside to me. You know what I mean? But,
I'm with you. Okay. All right. So you're saying I think Francis, to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To me, is a day one starter.
Mm. Just
like, and I'm saying, like,
that's hard on the old line, brother.
I know, but I'm saying, as far as I don't think he's gonna get it because he's Francis McGowan. That's what we told him. Mm-hmm. I think eyes at what a lot of these kids are gonna bring as far as their work ethic, right? Because they all come from winning programs. Like, yo, he faced Reuben Bain earlier in the season, right? Mm-hmm. They went up against one another.
Mm-hmm.
I think inside you can be covered a little bit. That's why I wouldn't put him. I'm with you on that. Like, I think most of his weight is in his lower body. I think he's got a huge bottom, huge lower half. You know what I'm saying? That's 330 pounds. You saw the video. He ain't jiggling. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't soft.
And it's going to be tightened up. It's going to be tightened up.
It's going to be tightened up. He's still, 17, 18 years old, so he might get a little taller.
Facts.
Like, we have to remember that, like, I told you almost every episode, the kids, the young men's size that we bring into this program is different than what we brought. Yeah. So he might lose a little weight, get down to, he's 330, he might get down to, like, 305, 315. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get that little bit.
In the hot, yeah. Well, he already been down there, but, yeah.
Yeah, he already been down here in Bradenton. Bradenton's hot.
Yeah.
Down at IMG. So you bring, I'm with you on put him on the inside. I think eventually he might be right tackle.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think right now that's where we're going to have Javion Cohen.
Right.
If he doesn't take that left tackle spot, because I think all roster spots, all everything's open, right?
There's right now. Right. So right now.
Yeah.
What five are you sending out game one? No, spring. What five are you sending out right now? Let's start at left tackle.
I put I would put Jay just because he's my most trusted lineman. I would put Cohen out there because
okay, I'm putting Zion.
You putting Zion, but I question Zion's injury. Like what? Like why was he out so much last year? We got to see how he recovers from that. I would put Zion too, right? But I could put Zion at right tackle.
You know I think I mean? If Where he's healthy, he's coming back. You know, what I mean? I think he's coming back for a reason.
But
you know what I mean.
But that if is a question mark to me, right? Sure. Like we're saying right now. We don't know if he's going to play in the spring. Didn't play last spring. Played what, one game, two games, all that last season. Mm-hmm. So I put Cohen
at left. Okay, left guard.
It's so hard because we were so bad last year that it's hard to like talk about somebody from the past. Rivers, I put Rivers at left guard.
Okay,
but there's that part of me that wants to put Rivers at center. You know what I'm saying? Like to see what he can do there.
I know why.
you see what I'm saying? Like you know, like
yeah,
it's but hard.
Let me ask. I'm kind of thinking. Did Lawrence Seymour play center when Rivers was out?
I think Lawrence was a in case like breaking case of emergency.
Who played center? Because you remember Rivers was out for three games or two games or something. Somebody, I don't know if it was Dennis or Lawrence Seymour. It was somebody who
was on the Sacapolo.
I don't think he played center.
Who played backup center?
Damn.
Look that up while I try to finish.
All right, right. Yeah, let me know.
My five. All right, so Cohen left. This is purely what I'm thinking, right? Like I haven't looked into like the their size. And I put Cohen left guard. I put Zion. I think I make my left side a little stronger. Center, I would put Jalen Rivers. Right guard, I would put Francis.
Tackle Zion.
I would put either Zion right tackle or left guard to put him next to Javion.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like all these people are going to be cross trained. We don't know how Alex Mirabal and Mario judges them on their movement, right? Like, because they probably look at some intricate shit, like how their big toe is placed when they take that third step back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they see some shit that like who knows how to understand it. So. I would put because of experience, right? Look, you got to think of TVD coming back, got hurt most of last year. You cover his blind side, which are two most experienced linemen, which would be not, you know what I'm saying, with a Javion Cohen, didn't allow a sack at Alabama, which is still crazy to me that he was even in the portal, let mm-hmm. alone that he's on our roster now and mm-hmm. hyping up the squad. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. all about the Canes. Mm-hmm. So you put Zion inside, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Rivers at center. Who do you have? I would put right guard Francis
Cooper.
Ah, that's the name.
That's Cooper. Yeah,
that's Cooper. Yep. Yeah. Okay. What about your five? Yeah, I would put Cooper right guard, right tackle. Then maybe put Francis left guard. Francis left guard. Zion right tackle.
Zion right tackle.
What you got? What's your five?
All right, so I said it earlier. Zion comes back strong. He's at left tackle.
Yeah.
This is the five year.
Yeah. My five is depending on Zion's health.
So I'm saying fully healthy. Yeah. Let's say fully healthy. Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So everybody's back fully healthy. Right? So Zion's back fully healthy. I got Zion at left tackle.
Facts.
I got Francis at left guard.
Okay.
I got Francis at left guard. He's next to Zion. You know, at center.
It gets dicey, right? Because you don't want to be crazy, but you want to be, I know.
I got Ja'Kai, man, at center.
Okay.
I got him. Right.
Okay.
I got him coming back strong. He stayed. Obviously, they wanted him to stay.
Yeah. Okay.
I got him at center, man. I got him showing up with the coaching and the recommitment. the competition.
Got you.
I got him at center.
Right. Accepting guard, the competition. Him. Accepting fact. The competition. Fact. Yeah, because yeah, he stayed. I'm with you.
Anybody yeah. to me, anybody who stayed is ready to get it in.
Is,
you know what I mean?
Is a rider. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. So right guard, Inez Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
He proved enough last year. He's I think he's ready. Right tackle.
Another freak Cohen. Athlete.
Facts.
Yeah.
Right tackle Cohen.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And I think, see that, I think the reason why I was like moving Zion around was just because of the health aspect, right? Like if he's 100% healthy, locked in left tackle, going right. on the right, and I'm with you on everything else you said. Unless yeah. Cooper for sure is my right guard. Yeah. All right. We don't have to talk about
it. So tow truck Dennis was the backup center yeah. when Clark got hurt.
That, wasn't yeah. very good either. That wasn't very good either. I try to be positive, but let's keep it a buck. We keep it a buck here. We don't have to talk about quarterback. That's TBD. You know what I'm saying? Number two, Jake Garcia. Kind of wish they would have brought somebody into the portal to compete with him. You know what I mean? To really push him. That still might happen. I saw NMD Keynes and NMD Grant from NMD Sports. He has a whole, you know what I'm saying, network over there. I would have said bringing that dude from Ohio State. I like that thought. A little bit, a guy more mobile. You know what I'm saying? That we played against them like 2 years ago in that bowl game in Orlando, I think it was.
Okay.
I'm saying that Spencer, I think his last name is Spencer.
Yeah.
That he would have been a good option to like have as somebody to contend with TVD. So that's locked in. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who's your day one starter at running back?
Fam, I have to go off what I've seen. You know what I mean? So
that's all we can go off
right now. Yeah, Parrish. Until he shows me different. You know what I mean? Because everybody's talking about Citizen. I understand what he did in high school. I understand, but I gotta see it. My favorite back is Don Chaney, but I gotta see it. You know what I mean? Three. I gotta see it, and he stayed. So, like we just said, he ready to ride. I think he's ready to ride. You know what I mean? Improved O-line play means improved running back play. So
Now, look, you have – I'll give you this. You have a better memory as far as, like, the plays and like, the players and shit, right? Mm. How many of Don Chaney's injuries have been off a tackle, and how many of them have been on non-contact? Because I like Don Chaney. I've been a fan. I really like Don Chaney. Yeah. A lot coming out of high school, have yet to see it. I can't be 3 years in and still hoping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's tough. Yeah. Like, I'll give you Henry Parris just solely based off seniority and familiarity with the playbook. But look, man, I've told you I'm a wipe the slate clean guy. Citizen, I would love to be there being a second year, but from all accounts, all reports, that knee injury was way worse than people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what, Citizens?
Citizens' knee injury was bad. Like, it wasn't just an ACL. It was a couple different things going on in there. I hope he bounces back. That's a big boy.
Hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I would put day one, right? This is the conversation that we're having day one. Day one, game one. I will say Henry Parrish, but already starting – to split reps with a Mark Fletcher.
Mark Fletcher? Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, ooh. It's – and highlighting Chris Johnson. Like, we – like, that's the name in the beginning. We didn't even mention him.
All right. Whatever. So, Chris Johnson, he's definitely going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
Because that's the thunder and lightning. And if Coach Gattis is – here and he's the old coordinator.
Yeah.
I would imagine he would have some things for Chris Johnson, some specialty packages or whatever. I would imagine.
Now, Gattis did come out of his shell and tweet out how special it is. I don't know if Gattis might be a twin or not, because he did tweet out that Robbie and Bobby Washington, the picture of them as kids. So I saw that he tweeted that out. He came out of his shell because he's been mad quiet. I don't even know I followed him. Is how quiet he's been. You know what I'm saying?
So are you on board?
Okay.
Are you on board?
I don't appreciate you. I don't appreciate you smiling like that before you're about to ask me a question, man.
Are you on board? I mean, we have to be, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Are you on board with Gattis staying, man? Coach Gattis staying. Are you on board with that? How do you feel about that?
The positivity that I have in my body right now after the recruiting class we pulled, and on board means like all the way in, like 100%.
I need
like,
logic, son. I don't need you to speak from.
I'm trying to like talk myself
the heart.
I still think I go back. Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Like this is the offense that we want to run, but I don't think he's connected with these kids the way he should have. Okay. And I think that's still my determining factor for him. Like it's not an X's and O's thing. Mm-hmm. I think his X's and O's do work, but his personality and his culture were the issue, right? Like the way he went about things was the reason why we struggled. There wasn't what he was teaching. Yeah. On the show when, you know what I'm saying, you were out and I had Jordan on, he asked me that question. And I want to ask you this question too, and we'll go back to this kind of like leads in what we were talking about. Like, do you want an X's and O's coach or a culture coach? Because they're two different things, right? Like, I think I go Mario's a culture coach, right? I don't think Mario's is an X's and O's guy. And the example that Jordan gave, because he's a big Lane Kiffin guy, Lane Kiffin's an X's and O's, and so is the dude that's at USC now that was at Oklahoma. That's his X's and O's coach. Like, I'm going to draw these plays up. They're going to work.
Yeah.
So, what do you think from the year that we've seen? Because I never watch Michigan games. This is all I care about right here.
Yeah.
I don't watch Michigan. I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not exactly sure what Gattis is. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I think when Mario interviewed these guys and talked to them, even if they weren't the first choice, there's something in them he liked. And there has to be a connective tissue there of what he saw in them. So where do you think Gattis lies as far as the X's and O's or a culture guy, as a coach?
Yeah, so for me, I want an X's and O's coach for my coordinators. Mm-hmm. Like, the culture is up to the head coach, to me.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So that trickles down. The head coach, let's let it be known what his culture is, what he's looking for, and the X's and O's, I want my coordinators to be beast when it comes to play design, when it comes to scheming, when it comes to out-scheming the other guy. I want them to be beast like that. So I need my offensive coordinator especially to be an X's and O's guy.
I'm with you.
Gattis is obviously not a culture guy. You know what I mean? So
no.
I think he's trying to be an X's and O's guy. I think it would help if he didn't coach receivers. You know what I mean? Just let him be an offensive coordinator. You know, and bring in a receivers coach if you could. But yeah, I would rather have an X's and O's guy. I think that's very important.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this, we talk all the time, right? Right. Other than when we're on the show. Right. I didn't want to say this when we just talking shit.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to try to say this without just saying the name. There's a situation going on at a certain NFL program right now that has a player that I would thoroughly love to have as my wide receiver coach. And that name is Reggie motherfucking Wayne. They're about to clean house right now.
Where does he coach at?
Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
He's the wide receiver coach at the Colts. One of the greatest route runners I've seen in a UM uniform.
Absolutely.
Without a question, you know what I'm saying? Him and Andre Johnson. Like, at some point, you got to bring, like, you don't have to hire every ex-Miami guy, but you have to have a little bit of that Miami aura in the building, not just Mario, right? Because you see it. You saw it with DVD, like DVD's that aura, but he wasn't on those winning programs, right? Sure. But he had the mentality and the process. Mm-hmm. you take away Gattis's wide receiver coaching. As soon as, you know what I'm saying, they're going to – the Colts are terrible. They just had one of the worst losses ever in NFL history. My God, though. Only second to what happened to the Patriots. But
facts.
Oh, that was embarrassing. Son, that stiff arm, Chandler Jones should just put that on his poster, on his back wall of his throughout his entire house.
Yeah.
But you bring in a Reggie Wayne to teach these receivers and let Gattis just cook. Right in that, because again, like we say, like, oh, we want, this is the offense Mario wants. Mario wants 50-50. Mario doesn't want 70 pass attempts from TVD to get to 500 yards. Mario wants 350 rush, 350 passing, 265, 280 on the ground, split amongst his running backs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of offense he wants. So this is who runs it. He can't do both. Just let him cook in the book, call the plays, have Mario sit down with him. Hey, man, calm down a little bit. I know you wanted to be the Michigan, which he can still be because Jim Harbaugh might be leaving again to coach the Colts where he played the pro game.
Mm-hmm.
So he might get called back there, but he might have burnt too many bridges. It's a lot of moving parts.
I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it.
You know what I'm saying? So I would keep Gattis. Based solely on the fact that can't keep paying coordinators to not coach. Yeah. And he's already the offense we want to build. And there's receivers that might be able to run it. Like, there's still movement on possibly a Dante Thornton to come out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if he's committed anywhere in the time we've been recording. Because it shit pops off so quick during National Facts. Signing Day.
Facts.
So, you know what I'm saying? We need that big receiver. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kobe Young could be that. Who knows what his development is, but...
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you just never know. But yeah, I would keep. Long story short, long winded as hell. I would keep Gattis, but I would take away his wide receiver coach,
sure.
And I would give that to Reggie Wayne when they clean house up in Indy.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't be mad. I mean, I'm a football guy. I understand the injuries. I understand if you want to say lack of talent.
Right.
But more importantly, the injuries on the O-line. Like, I understand. It was terrible. You know what I mean? It was a lot of injuries on the O-line. Yeah.
Everybody. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, my, when people say that, you know, I always discuss, you know, the first 3-4 games, the injuries weren't like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, whatever. If he's here, he's here. It's no excuse this year.
None.
You know what I mean? Not saying we should, you know, run the table, win the ACC, but it's no excuse to look competent. We shouldn't see... whatever, what was it, 9 quarters of no touchdowns.
Yeah.
We should definitely not see that ever again. Mm-hmm.
Ever.
You know what I mean? So
every quarter should be a touchdown, at least.
Facts. At least.
Yeah.
Facts. All right. So today we've had 25 people sign letters of intent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Three transfer portal people. Well, yeah,
Francisco.
Four. Francisco makes 4, I think. Thomas Gore, Devontae Brown, and Javion Cohen.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you watch?
Go ahead.
Did you watch some Thomas Gore tape?
I did.
I know his competition and all that stuff.
I did.
I did. It wasn't like I had it in my mind. Like, oh, Georgia State, okay. Then like you what? Like, okay, he's got some size. You know what I mean? He's got a little bit more size than I thought, and he's quicker because he's so. You know what I mean? What is he like? 270, 280, right? He's a lot of cat. Like, I'm not gonna try and sell that he's gonna replace Daryl Jackson. I thought Daryl Jackson was one. You know what I'm saying? A really solid, complimentary, good DT, and he was gonna be better next year under this program. I'm saying family things happen, so on and so forth. But I was, it wasn't, there was other programs that wanted them at a high level. So I'll take their analysis of him to be a good definition of what he might become. I'm not going to say he's going to be Aaron Donald, you know what I'm saying, the moment he puts on a jersey. That's ridiculous for me to say some wild shit like that.
Right.
But I was more impressed with his, of course, highlight tape than I thought I would have been. If I'm, you know what I'm saying, keeping it 100. I thought his highlight tape would be okay. I was like, all right, he moves a little faster. He's quicker off the ball than I thought. You know what I'm saying? He tackles well. He wraps up. He doesn't just go for the pop. You know, that's one of the things I look for. That's one of my pet peeves. He doesn't just go for the pop and the show off. He wraps up and then he, you know what I'm saying, does his thing. But these are better as far as what they've already done. Javion Cohen is the best transfer portal we picked up without question. Yeah. It's not even a conversation. Two-year starter at Alabama, no sacks given, and now he's playing for us. Starting right tackle, locked in. Francisco Maigoa, possibly starting next to Wesley as an older cat and a leader into that locker room. Really, really solid performance at Washington State the last 2 years. And who's the other one? Javion Cohen.
The transfer portal?
Yeah.
You had Cohen, Francisco, and
Cohen, it was three. It was Cohen, Francisco, Thomas Gore.
Thomas Gore, and Devontae Brown.
Devontae Brown.
But didn't I think I saw a D lineman, another D lineman that committed.
I know the kid from Texas A&M went to Michigan State.
He went to Michigan State, but it was a cat from from somewhere.
But Devontae Brown, right? Let's talk about Devontae Brown.
Devontae Brown.
What was it? Mario broke that down. I didn't know this because 1,900 snaps on defense, only gave up 4 touchdowns.
Right.
Level of competition, he's in the group of 5. Doesn't matter. You get beat on a route, you get beat on a route. We also got to stop talking like the group of 5 don't got some burners too. They were just cats that might have not had the grades. You never know what situation they stayed in. You know what I'm saying? To go to the different, these lower pro, quote unquote, lower programs.
Right.
Right. So getting beat on the route is getting beat on the route. Only got beat 4 times for a touchdown. That's big. Again, another leader, older cat in the locker room with experience to shepherd up these young corners that we got coming. Right. If money signs tomorrow with Damari Brown next year, already got a Daryl Porter. To Corey Couch is still there.
He is.
Right?
That's your man.
You know what always bothered me? Like these young men would come in and be better as freshmen and then just drop. Like slowly just, you know what I'm saying? Like they would perform better as freshmen for the most part and then just slowly decline as far as like their tackling, their performance, their endurance, all these things. Mm-hmm. And that's a direct attribute to coaching and strength and conditioning, right? You shouldn't get worse when you're getting coached up.
Facts.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that. Like, mm-hmm. You saw a Takora Couch, solid his first year. He played a little bit as a corner. He was solid as a freshman. And it just slowly started getting worse. So hopefully he can pick that back up. And none of these young guys will pick up those bad habits from the previous older guys because of previous staffs.
Facts.
So I kind of hope that builds upon itself. All right, so running back, receivers.
But we got at corner, though, we still got Chris Graves, too.
Yeah.
This cat's waiting in the wings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The competition's
going to be serious. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kamari gone to Mississippi State.
Daryl Porter's still there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Older cat from West Virginia. Akeem Mesidor still there on the defensive line. So
D-line, that's what. So Horton came through. Horton.
See what I'm saying?
I think he's going to be a problem. But that's a big boy. I'm still concerned about the interior D-line. I think we need to add some more portal cats.
I said one. I said one.
At least one or two.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, there's been a lot of chatter. Shout out to Kingsport. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it with Azubi. Where would you put Spreaks? Just talking about this recruiting class, where do you put Reuben Bain? Do you eventually move him to the inside if he puts on? Or you would keep him outside and that way that Collins Etchemapong doesn't get burned, Jane and Wint. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, we don't know what their expectations and what they're looking for in those players, right? As far as size, strength, attributes, and all those things. We could look at it, we could think, yo, man, but you got Collins right there, but Collins might not be doing what Reuben Bain or Jane and Wint is doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might not see that performance, but we don't know how it translates and how they're grading it out. Where do you just purely look? The ink isn't even dry on the paper. I don't even know if they sign papers anymore. I'm thinking this shit's all digital anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bought my house. I didn't sign one paper. It was all digital. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So where, if it was you right now, two questions for you. Is he a day one, game one? Because we probably play a cupcake game one. Facts. Day one, game one starter. And do you put him on the inside? Or do you think he's better on the outside? Again, this is a guy who had 60 sacks. I say, to me, I'm going to answer my own question first. To me, he's both.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's both. Now, where you stand, let me know.
So, he has to prove to me that he can't play outside. Like, mm-hmm. he's such Facts. A technician. He reminds me of Quincy Roche.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. Quincy wasn't the most, you know, the biggest, the fastest,
mm-hmm.
you know, the strongest. But Quincy's technique was impeccable. Like,
yep.
And Reuben Bain's technique is impeccable.
Like, already.
He uses already. His hands. His yeah. moves, his hand placement is incredible already. Mm-hmm. As, like yep. you said, as a 17, 18-year-old, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, for me to move him inside, he's going to have to, like, prove that he can't play outside.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
me, I got to have him rushing the passer. Like,
yeah.
he's going to get there for me. Like, if I have confidence in anybody – getting to the passer is him.
It's him. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I will put Collins and Jaden Wayne in that because of their arm length in that, like, remember, like, Alan Bailey? Remember Alan Bailey?
Yeah. Boy.
Right?
Wrestler, a bodybuilding wrestler.
It's not like he looked like he's one of the few people I was like, is he wearing pads? Like, I couldn't. Yeah. Couldn't really tell.
Like the Hulk. The Hulk.
Yeah, man. Like, I think he put like them. I think their arm length, getting that teaching from Jason Taylor is gonna be good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
because yeah. it is a different hand placement and how quickly to get your hands up when you mm-hmm. got 7 feet of arm length to work up towards.
Yeah, facts.
I'm with you 100% on keeping him outside until he proves he can't do it. Yeah. And that's like consistently proves, not like he got stopped one time, but like a first round tackle, right. and he can't play outside. What are we doing? Which we'll, right. we'll see the overreaction on Twitter fingers. But to me, it's I'd put him if they all develop as they should, right? Not saying that one guy's gonna be Jalen Phillips in a heartbeat and all this. It was a Gregory Rousseau. You never know how these cats are gonna do. Mm-hmm. But I would put him in on like I would put him inside on like definite third down situations.
Sure,
I'm saying
sure,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, rotate him in because of his speed, his off the line, his hand, all those, that technique is incredible. Because he mm-hmm. did go inside and outside in high school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was outside against Francis. Francis and him were battling. He still had 3 sacks, but they moved him away on the inside so he could yeah. dominate more and put other people. So there's no place on that line that he can't play.
Yeah.
And having that versatility already, and like, I don't have any questions about Reuben Bain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's got that work ethic. He's got the skill. He's got the attributes. He has all that. Because you can't not have it at Miami Central. You can't facts. Bullshit and fuck around at Miami Central.
They're well coached.
That is a four straight time national champ, like state champ, national champion once again. Like, this is that you can't be like, oh, man, I'm gonna take this playoff. The guy behind you might be better.
Yeah.
So you can't, you know what I'm saying? You might take that playoff. They put another next guy on. You might not see the field again. So that competition is different. So, yeah, Reuben Bain, I like Connors' length. Again, not probably 2 years down the line with him, though, because doesn't have much football experience. I like Josh Horton's size on the inside. Like, I think he can show some. He's already – that's a big dude already.
Yes.
I think I only say guys in the portal just because I don't want these freshmen coming in.
Yeah.
And having to feel like that they have to do everything.
Yeah.
And then when we are going to have rough games playing so many freshmen, right? And the games don't go their way, they start to lose that energy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want the older guys, purely selfish reasons, to protect this recruiting class. I want the older cats to come in here and take those bullets for them. You know what I'm saying? And then they can work up to it and then become the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to learn the college game and learn how these coaches want to coach you. I don't want them taking that and them taking the pressure of, I mean, we're going to be the heroes. And then when they're not, and this fan base becomes, you know what I'm saying, ridiculous and goes, oh, why aren't you playing him? Oh, what you did this in high school, why didn't you do that now? Not understanding that these cats are now 18 or 19 years old and not giving them time because we just want to win championships day one, game one, and it's not like that.
Facts. So the currently Liechtenstein is still there.
Liechtenstein
is still there.
Big boy. Big boy.
Is Moultrie's gone, right? Is
he gone? He's still there. Antonio Moultrie's gone, but we have Ahmad Moten.
It's going to be a problem. I think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
but
be big for them.
And JHH is still there. That's my guy, man. I don't care what Jarrett said. If he's healthy, and he ready to go, he's gonna be a problem, man.
So again, anybody who's, I don't give a look. I'm gonna say this as explicit as possible.
Sure.
I don't give a singular of a fuck. Every guy who stayed here is a rider, man. Like, let's it's kind of like singular. Singular, like just maybe one fuck, like not zero, but just one. Every cat that stayed here is a rider. Like, these are cats that the Mario and the staff wanted to stay. And they're like, nah, man, we tired of this shit too. So I don't want to hear, yes, you can't stop people from criticizing all this shit. Fact. Jared Harrison Hunt has been injured most of his career, and he's still riding here trying to make it happen. Like, give these young men some credit, man.
Yeah.
Like, this whole thing, here's my little quote-unquote rant about it. That whole thing of, like, of saying where a guy should go after he leaves the program and getting mad about it. Fam, I only care about this you. Like, that's it. I don't care if the guy goes to FAU, FSU, UNC, Duke, at Mississippi State. I don't care. If they're not wearing green and orange, they no longer matter to me. I'll salute them, wish them the best on their future endeavors, but I don't care.
You know what you should have put? You should have had the Kellen Winslow, I only care about this you shit. From the Tennessee game, you know what I mean?
This is it, man. This is it. Like, that's facts. I'm going to have that ready for the next time because I feel like this is going to be a constant thing we're going to be talking about. Fam, I don't care about this you, man.
Yeah.
This you. I don't care about Florida. I don't care about Florida State. I don't care about 45-3. I don't care about 4th-and-17. I don't care about any of it. I only care about Green Tree. I only care about Saturdays with the U's on. College football doesn't exist to me otherwise. I could give zero. I don't care about this fan base beefing with this one, that one. None of that shit matters to me. All I care about my recruiting class, who Mario's going after, and when the loafers come out. If it ain't got shit to do with that, I don't care. I don't breathe about it. I don't care about it. I don't waste a second. Not one, fam. Ever. I just don't do it. Not a single
one. Y'all heard him, man. He don't.
Not a singular of a. Let me say it again. Not a
it's
single.
All about fuck. This you, man. Nobody that's give it, a fuck about nothing else, man.
Nothing. You know what I mean? Don't care about nothing. You see this? This is it. This is it. This is it. This is all it's ever been, man. It's the only thing that matters, man. Fuck everything else.
That's fact. Look,
if
that's Kormani a rant right there. That's a rant. You want a rant? That's a rant right there.
Kormani goes to Buffalo. Cool. I'll never watch you play in 40 degrees weather. I'll never be that guy to be like, oh, he could have been a Kane. Don't care about Justin Flo. Don't care the guys that could have been. They didn't put on the jersey. They don't matter. Done. Like, I got nothing else.
Nope. You're right. You're right.
Who you got right. starting at receiver before we get out of here?
Gosh,
that's my biggest problem.
We need more receivers, first of all.
Yeah, facts.
Yet. Listen,
I got nothing. Kobe?
I like Kobe Young. I like Kobe Young. I'm going to preface this statement by saying I like Kobe Young.
This isn't going to be good. Okay, go ahead.
But I need to see Kobe Young turn into a complete receiver. Mm-hmm, like running nines, which are flies, you know.
Go routes. Yeah.
Is cool. You know what I mean? But I need to see you, you know, run an in, an out, a slant. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? I need to see you get separation and be able to work a DB. You know what I mean? I need to see you be able to work in the zone. You know what I mean? Sit down in the zone and catch the rock. Like, I need to see Kobe Young become a complete receiver first.
Mm-hmm,
But, all right, so starting at receiver, let's say we got three receivers, right? We got a slot and two outside receivers, X, Y, Z, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I'm saying X, so, X at the slot.
X at the I guess X has to be at the slot because of his work ethic and
– yep.
And let's say X at the slot.
You want to put Brashard in there, don't you? You want to put Brashard.
X at the slot. Let's say X.
You want to put Brashard. Okay. All right.
Let's
all
just
right.
say X. Let's say no, I'm sorry. X Y. X will be the Y.
Yes.
He's in the slot. Mm-hmm. So the X. Shit. Frank Lassen's going, right?
No, he back.
Is he back? All right. So I'm gonna say Frank Lassen. X in the slot. The
Jacoby George. You know it's going.
Oh shit! Jacoby George is back, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Putting out. He put out a tweet like, "Yo, I forget. It was a couple weeks ago after the season ended."
That's my
guy.
Like,
I'm gonna show y'all what y'all something along the lines paraphrasing. Like, I'm going to show y'all what I got. He was hurt most of the
time. I like Jacoby. Yeah, I like you. That's my guy, man.
He was suspended. He was suspended
really
the first couple games.
I like Jacoby George, man. I like Jacoby George. All right, So Frank Lassen, X, and Jacoby George.
Yeah.
But I do feel like Ray-Ray – Brashard, Ray-Ray, and
Nathaniel Joseph.
Right, that Washington.
Bobby Washington. Yep,
is gonna get some.
Yeah, they're gonna get burned.
Some love.
They're gonna get
burned. But they're both kind of like slot receivers. You know what I mean? So, you know, we don't have the clear outside receiver, the Amon Richards threat outside.
Oh, you know God, Amon Richards. So, yeah.
Bobby and Ray-Ray, I think, are going to get some burn. But, Lassen, X, and Jacoby.
Yeah, I like Jacoby a lot, man. I like the way he adjusts to the ball. I think he needs to put a little bit of weight on.
I think he will,
I think, he, like, my – you haven't heard this reference before. I have a have a reference for like players' bodies who are a little bit too smooth. I call it the Tim Duncan. You know how Tim Duncan played for like 20 years, worked out, but his body always looked the same. Like it never was just no changed. Muscle. No muscle definition. And no muscle definition.
Game. He's like Snoop. He's like Snoop.
Exactly.
Snoop never changed.
Everybody has their own body habits and stuff like that. How they, but like Jacoby needs a little bit more muscle definition, a little bit more size, not a lot. Maybe like 5'10", 15 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a taller cat. I think he's like 6'2", 6'3". So he could do it. But I got Jacoby, I got X, Restrepo, and then Lassen on the other side, with the backups being like a Kobe Young. And if, you know what I'm saying, if after a recording, by the time this post, does Dante Thornton drops the commit, you know what I'm saying? Like from the transfer portal, that could be Jacoby George might have some issues, or Frank Lanson might have some issues holding on to that
starting spot. We still got Isaiah Horton, right?
I think so.
I don't think he had the transfer portal. That's my guy.
No, he too. Yeah, so
that's my guy.
It's like a lot of look, man. We're talking about starting spots December 21st. So who knows what could happen? Because who knows what people could transfer out, other people could transfer in after spring. The transfer portal is still popping. A lot of moving parts, man. But as of right now, top three recruiting class, according to Gio Milan. Hopefully he's right. Picked up, sealed the deal with Cormani and those loafers. Made another appearance on FaceTime or something. Because Mario doesn't stop. Mario doesn't give a fuck what we saying. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't care gonna, what we talking about.
He ain't gonna overreact to what Twitter talking about. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a level. Look, man, if y'all leave anything, if you listen this long, this recruiting shit isn't what we've ever felt. We haven't seen this before.
Nah.
We haven't. So the overreacting is cool now, but understand, you better get accustomed to this. We're gonna lose recruits, we're gonna gain recruits, guys are gonna flip. And guys are going to flip to us. This is the game we're in now. This is big boy hunting. This is big boy recruiting. The shit isn't for the weak.
Facts.
All right, Joe. What else you got, brother? You got anything?
No, man. Just enjoy the – just enjoy. You know what I mean? Like, we're in different territory right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm thoroughly happy with the commits we have. I think at D tackle we need some more. I think at wide receiver we need some more,
mm-hmm.
but I like the secondary, man. If Cormani signs tomorrow, the secondary
mm-hmm.
is fucking, whew, man. The secondary like is ridiculous, like, son.
Like just seeing you trying to process what that would be like. So I'm like, well, you're trying to tell me I could have Damari Brown and Cormani McClain,
man, fam.
Like those that caliber of player wasn't a thought before for us.
Man, fam, it's crazy, man. And you still got Cam and James coming back.
Yep.
And then you know Antoine Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, Robert I think Stafford. He's gonna play safety. I think Robert Stafford. Listen, man.
I know.
Mm-mm-mm.
And this, yo, look, and this is where, like, I can see us trying to get hyped up. But look, man, this is year one, full year one of a recruiting class.
Yeah.
We got time to develop, to get that working, get their bodies right. This is a process. Next year might have some bumps and bruises, man. Mm-hmm. But understand what Mario's doing in this offseason. Isn't it just a one-year thing? 2024 is going to be bananas, too. We'll be right back here in 12 months. Talking about like, yo, man, can you believe we just did this?
Yeah.
We just pulled another guy from Alabama. We fought Georgia off for this guy. These are the conversations we're having now. And we got to get used to it, man. And we got
to
get
used to it. I need to see it. I need to see what it looked like on the field. I need to see that development.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see a game plan that reflects, you know, the talent we have.
Facts.
You know, I just, you know, but – you know, it is. Let's enjoy today. We can't control what's gonna happen in the spring or in August. You know, tomorrow, right? We can't control what's gonna happen in the next 5 minutes. You know what I mean? So, you know, so like you were saying earlier, we gonna you know, spring game coming up. Yep. You know, man. You know, Canes Fest coming up. Yeah. You know,
we're gonna be out there, man. We're gonna be out there.
Yeah, man.
This
yeah,
podcast man. Don't stop, man.
Yeah, we
this
out
podcast
there.
Don't stop.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so, guys, whatever it is, man, remember, there's only one thing that matters, man, and that's the you. You already know. We out, guys. Peace.